Our guest at this time is Rob Schwartzwalder, Senior Vice President at the Family Research Council. The Family Research Council is launching a campaign to inform Americans about Kevin Jennings, a new political appointee at the Department of Education that they say brings a very troubling track record to that critical part of the government. And Rob, thank you very much for being with us.
My great pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me.
I talked about this issue a few weeks ago with your colleague Peter Sprigg, and he kind of laid out the track record that troubles you most. But bring our listeners up to speed here. What is it most about Kevin Jennings that makes you think he's unqualified to serve in this government?
Well, Greg, Kevin Jennings has a long history of extreme activism for homosexual causes. He admits in his autobiography that he had one time counseled a young man who had solicited or been solicited for gay sex in a public bus station to simply use condoms with his adult partner. He didn't report it to the parents. He didn't tell the boy that that's illegal, let alone dangerous. He simply advised him to practice so-called safe sex, which of course is hardly safe. He also admits to personal drug and alcohol abuse and says that he believes in indoctrinating people as young as kindergartners with a pro-gay mentality. So we think that for him to head the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools is stunning and shows a profound disregard for the well-being of American young people.
Safe and drug-free, what normally does that job entail, and what about Jennings' past conflicts now with that? What exactly would he be doing?
Well, the Safe and Drug-Free Schools program administers a $1.2 billion budget to advocate in schools that young people abstain from behaviors that are dangerous and from substance abuse, alcohol, and illegal drugs. Kevin Jennings boasts about having been a frequent drug and alcohol abuser. He does it in a very jocular kind of way. And moreover, he's a profound advocate for homosexual conduct, almost in a libertine kind of way. Homosexuality, apart from any of its moral dimensions, is a profoundly dangerous practice. It encourages or actually fosters all kinds of illnesses and spreading of disease and so forth. That's a medical fact. That's not a partisan or ideological statement. For Mr. Jennings, then, to be heading an office that discourages the very kinds of activities that he advocates publicly seems to be a direct contradiction in terms. And we think it's time for President Obama to reexamine this appointment and to call, or actually to just tell Mr. Jennings he needs to find other employment.
In terms of how he portrays this message to kids as young as kindergarten, as you said, and promoting homosexuality and that lifestyle, how exactly does he do it? How bold and direct and upfront is he about just what that is to kids as young as 5 years old?
Well, let's take one example. There is a book that has been used in some grade school classrooms called King and King. It talks about two imaginary figures, both of them wanting to be kings, and they marry and both become kings. It's a pro-homosexual child story. In public education, if this kind of thing is going to be promoted, or rather to prevent it from being promoted, we don't need radical gay activists like Kevin Jennings promoting it before our children. These little impressionable minds need to be shaped by their parents and their parents' values, not having a rigid and extreme pro-gay agenda forced upon them from a young age. This is an affront to traditional values and to the values held by the great majority of the American people. And then his credibility, I think, is a serious issue. As noted, this is a man who is actively engaged in the illicit use of drugs and alcohol, and who makes light of these things in his memoir. He's also acknowledged a profound anti-Christian bias, and in fact, the title of his autobiography is Preacher's Son, Mama's Boy. And he talks about how much he disdains the religious upbringing he had. All of us have a right as Americans to believe what we want about God and faith and so forth. What we don't have a right to do is use a public platform like a key position in the Department of Education to advance an ideological and anti-faith agenda that Kevin Jennings, by his own admission, seems to be on a crusade to do.
And at this point, is he already in this position?
He is. It's an appointed position. It doesn't need to be confirmed by the Senate. But just as Joycelyn Elders was let go a number of years ago, ago during the Clinton administration when she overstepped one last time and talked about some things that were extremely distasteful, and President Clinton let her go. We think the same thing should happen now with Kevin Jennings.
What has he done so far?
Well, so far he's been pretty much under the radar. He's a new appointee, and we don't know exactly what he's doing there behind the scenes. We do know that based on things he has said and done previously, that he is somebody who should not be trusted with the safety and the well-being of America's children.
Now, of course, President Obama, unlike President Bush, designated this month of June as Gay Pride Month or something to that effect, and he had a major event at the White House on Monday to commemorate that. So given where Obama stands on some of these issues, what kind of response, if any, are you expecting from him?
Very fair question. We're not totally naive. We realize that this is something that might well not take place, but we think it's important to raise the argument and raise the issue. We can't simply allow people who are in key public positions to be placed there without any kind of accountability. And if nothing else, even if President Obama declines to let this gentleman go, he will be on notice that millions of Americans are watching closely and aware that he is an agenda-driven ideologue who they believe should not be imposing his extreme beliefs on America's young people. It's our hope that as a result that will constrain him and make some of the things he wants to do less palatable.
For folks who want to learn more, what can they do?
They can contact the Family Research Council at frc.org. We have information there about Mr. Jennings. Or they can contact the White House. Go to whitehouse.gov, and there is a site there where they can leave their comments and urge the president to reconsider this appointment and hold him accountable for it.
Rob, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Rob Schwartzwalder is Senior Vice President at the Family Research Council. This is Dateline Washington.